On a slightly technical point, as portfolios of properties are assembled, there is an opportunity to cross-collateralize properties. What does that mean, and what are the risks associated with that?
Well, the risk is easy. Anytime I give anything as collateral as the owner, I risk losing my collateral. So I'd always like to have less of my collateral at risk. So when I cross-collateralize, all I'm saying is I'm taking two buildings instead of one, or three buildings and my checking account, and collateralizing those rather than saying just that building, just that building. The difference is if I'm cross-collateralizing, one could do badly, two could do well, and the value created of the two doing well could be lost by having to cross-collateralize one does poorly. If I have three individually collateralized and two do well and one doesn't, the pie is bigger because the downside is stopped. So that's the downside. The upside is that I get better borrowing conditions. Not surprising, if I improve the collateral, you'll give me better borrowing conditions. So the trade-off becomes, are the improved borrowing conditions enough to compensate me for the downside of the cross?